for the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly.
Breakfast Club.
Mm. Donkey of the Day for Friday, September 10th, goes to a hospital in Spain. I think you pronounce it San Milan de la Grono Hospital is the name. I'm sure I got that wrong. And they're being sued for $4.8 million. Why are they being sued? Well, because the hospital had a human error. Oof. Human error. Error, period, is a word you don't want to hear in a hospital. Okay, doctor comes to you and tell you there's been an error, something is wrong, and it's time for you to call on God. You should have been calling on God to begin with. All praise is due to God. But when the doctor tells you that there's been an error, that means you probably need to really, 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 really lean into your creator. Well, what if that error gets told to you almost two decades later? What if? Time, space, reality. It's more than a linear path. It's a prism of endless possibility where a single choice can branch out into infinite realities, creating alternate worlds from the ones you know. I am the watcher. I am your guide through these vast new realities. Follow me and ponder the question, what if? I'm sorry, people. I watch too much Marvel. What if it's such a great show? But what if 20 years later you are told a hospital made an error? Would you want to know? Would you care? Of course you would, depending on what the situation is. Well, in this case, I think you would care. See, 20 years ago in this hospital, San Milan de la Grono Hospital, two baby girls were born. Well, one of those baby girls, now 19 years old, took a DNA test that showed the parents who raised her were not her own, and now she's suing the hospital for $4.8 million. I feel like she should get a lot more, but she's suing doctors for $4.8 million. Now, she's withholding her identity from the press, but here's the story. She was born in 2002, and another baby girl were born, they were born 5 hours apart, and they were both underweight. The two infants were kept in incubators around the same time, and in 2017, a family dispute led the woman to take a paternity test. Now, you know that had to be a hell of a dispute, one of those disputes that makes you say to yourself, I can't be related to you fools. Who are these people? Okay, God, I think you made a mistake, because these can't be my parents. Where is the TVA to come fix my sacred timeline? Well, she took the paternity test, and it confirmed that her and her father are not related.
You're not my dad!
A single choice can branch out into infinite realities, creating alternate worlds from the ones you know. This is really a real-life what-if. Now, what is the hospital saying about this situation? What was their reply to these allegations? Two words. My bad. That's it. They said it's no corruption at their clinics. They are blaming one-off human error for this mistake. Sarah Alba, health chief, said it was a human error, and we haven't been able to find out who was to blame. Officials stated they were not aware of any other cases of baby swapping in their history and insist that their current operation would not allow for such a mishap today. What do you do in a situation like this? I know she did the paternity test because she clearly thought something was wrong, but what if her biological parents don't want her? I think this requires a larger discussion, but I do know $4.8 million in a my bad is simply not enough. Please give San Milan de la... Please let Remy Ma give San Milan de la Grano Hospital the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
Mm.
All right.
What do you do in a situation like that?
Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.